Are you excited yet? I'm excited, folks, because every single day we're looking here at our, we've got 11 Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho County, Idaho, and we're always looking for more ways to prepare to live outside the system and do the things that we're so hung up on in the system, like go to the doctor and get pills to suppress whatever's bothering us. And we're learning today about a very important area, as every listener knows, and that's how to prepare and take care of our own families health-wise. So let's go right back to Dr. Lorraine Day. But first of all, if any of you would like to call in this hour, folks, here's that call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And don't forget to come armed to this show with a pencil and paper, all right? Because we need to have you, if you're going to participate in God's plan, you have to understand God's plan. And I don't know anybody I've ever seen anywhere that has it laid out so easy and so complete than with Dr. Lorraine Day's study manual, and also the film she has that lays it all out for you, how to prepare your family to live and take care of your own health, okay? All right, folks, let's go right back to Dr. Lorraine Day. Dr. Lorraine, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Is there any medicines out there, the pills that the doctors pop on us and we go down and we get our pills and we put them in our mouth to swallow them? Do any of those things heal us?
No.
No?
Drugs never cure disease. I have a DVD named that, too. Drugs never cure disease. Drugs never cure disease. They only change the former location of the disease. They don't even heal infections. Antibiotics do not heal infections. If you look at the name, what medicine has named them, antibiotics. Anti means against, and bio means life. These are against life. They are killing agents.
Antibiotics is against life.
Right. Okay. So what it does is it will kill the germs that the medicine is saying is causing the disease. It will kill the germs. And so then you say, well, you get well. No. You know that if you see a vulture in the road eating a dead animal, the vulture did not attract the dead animal. The dead animal, the dead and dying tissue, attracts the vulture, the cleanup crew.
Yes.
Maggots will eat up garbage. Flies will eat up garbage. Flies do not cause garbage. Garbage attracts flies. Dead and dying tissue attracts the cleanup crew of the flies and the other insects and the maggots that eat it up. God has made this earth in such a way that after sin, when things started to die, then God has a cleanup crew at all levels, whether it's vultures or maggots or bacteria and viruses. Bacteria and viruses clean up dead and dying tissue. Now, we think that germs cause disease. And yet, just think about it. You've got germs all over your body.
True.
They're on your skin. They're in your nose. They're in your mouth. They're in your intestinal tract. And if you're healthy, if you are eating and living right, they're not going to cause any trouble. In fact, you need to have them in these various places. In your intestine, they help digest your food.
I see.
When you take antibiotics, it kills off a lot of the good bacteria in your intestine. You don't want that. Okay?
So, right. Very true.
So germs are there to help you, not as a cause of a problem. As I said, it is the flies don't cause the garbage. The garbage attracts the flies and the other insects and the bacteria and viruses. So when you are not eating right and getting enough sleep and are worried or fretful or stressed, your body starts breaking down. That's when the bacteria and viruses come in to clean up the mess.
I see. Okay. Well, wow, what an education, my dear. Thank you so much. I don't know much about this, and I'm learning a whole lot today. So, folks, we'll be right back with our school teacher for this Saturday, Dr. Lorraine Day. I hope you're getting as much out of this as I am. We'll be right back and take some phone calls.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Gracious, the phone lines are filled up. We've hit a hot button today. I don't know if it's about you taking their coffee away from them or their sugar or their fish away from them or not, Dr. Day.
Well, you notice
we've got a full board of calls here.
Well, that's good, but you notice that I don't take anything away from anybody.
That's
anybody
right.
Can eat and live the way they want. All
that's
I'm
right.
doing is sharing. I'm not telling you have to do anything. I'm
very
sharing
good.
With you what will make you healthy and what will make you sick. You're
okay.
the one who has to decide how you want to be.
That's right. But it is so exciting to know that we can heal ourselves and we can be healthy. And it's even more exciting to know we're doing it God's way.
That's right.
You know, that, I mean, how much better can it be than
that's
that?
The only way. The only
how
way.
Can you, yeah, how can it be any better than that?
Right.
Okay, if you don't mind, Dr. Sure. Lorraine Day, should we start on these calls?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's go to William in Pennsylvania. William, thank you for calling in. You're on with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Okay. How you doing today, Mr. McLam?
I'm doing fine, my friend.
Okay. Well, I just want to start out by asking the program, by asking, you mind if I ask you a couple questions? Ask Mrs. Dr. Lorraine Day.
Sure.
Well, you're on with her right now. Go ahead and ask her, William.
Okay. What I think is the problem today, though, is that... You know, you have people today like Alex Jones. He gives us a synopsis of the problems, but what actually? I mean, who's out there right now? Do you think that are giving us solutions to this police state?
I can give you the solutions to the police state, okay? Just go, what's the second question?
Okay. And I've called the GCN line and asked them, well, you know, they gave me a response, well, we know there's a problem, you know, we know there's power, you know, the powers would be and whatnot, and we know there's a problem, but, you know, we got, you know, what I think it seems to me that most people just want to go and, I mean, they just want to live their lives and not worry about the police state that's in place right now. That's what I seem to be getting.
People are apathetic.
They sure are.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Exactly what the New World Order wants, is people to be apathetic. Is that your second question?
Yes, and I have one more question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, I have it written down. The most important question is, how can we escape the police state? And your synopsis or your how
can we escape the police state? So really, most of your questions are really about, we've got a terrible problem here, but what's the answer?
Yeah,
what's the answer to it?
Okay,
William, if you want to listen offline, William, please do so, would you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks, William, for calling in. Go ahead, Dr. Lorraine.
I agree with you. Alex Jones and Jeff Rantz and many others, they give you the problem, but they don't give you the solution. If you go to my website regularly, which is called goodnewsaboutgod.com, that my health website is D-R-D-A-Y, drday.com. But the other website is www.goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good News About God is all small letters and all one word, goodnewsaboutgod.com. I have a lot of information up there on political and religious, spiritual, and health information. And I don't have the whole thing ready yet for what is the solution, but that is the most important thing. I have been all over the world looking for a human solution to these problems. There is no solution. Writing to your congressman is no solution, because he's going to dump it in the trash. It will never even get to him. All right? I know that for a fact. They turn off their fax machines. They didn't always do that. And I have some inside information, because I'm married to a former U.S. congressman. And he didn't do that, but that's one reason he's not there anymore.
That's why he's former.
That's right. That's why he was there for 14 years. He knows how it is. And so that's not going to work. And being an activist, you will notice when Jesus was on earth, he was not an activist. He didn't carry placards. He didn't march on Jerusalem. He didn't march on Rome. He didn't do that. He came to change hearts. There is one place to go to hide, and that's in Jesus Christ. There is no other place to go and hide. And Jesus says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. It's not that we're going to be able to escape the police state. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Christianity means not that you can run away and hide someplace. It means that you can stand with the Lord in the face of everything that comes against you and not be afraid.
Well, Dr. Lorraine Day, you are an activist, my dear, because you're standing up and shaking your fist in the face of those that God told us in Psalms 94:16 we should do what you're doing. And that is, who will stand up for me against the evildoers?
That's right.
Who will rise up for me against the workers of iniquity? And sister, that's what you're doing.
Well, that's right.
And if we all would do that, my goodness, we could take this land back.
Well,
especially if we get back under God, like 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us to do.
Well, you know, on my website I say, if you are afraid to tell the truth, you are enslaved already.
That's right.
And so we've got to tell the truth. And what my activism, if you want to call it that, is to not only tell the truth, but to pray for these people. I have been attacked by many, many people. If you'll see on my website at drday.com, Dr. Day responds to her critics, you will see I've been attacked by AARP, a 30-million member group, as a snake oil salesman. I have been attacked at Loma Linda University, where they made the diagnosis of my cancer. About 3 years ago, they sent out a letter to everybody saying that I was a liar and never had cancer. And, of course, I have the letter of retraction up there as well. There were 13 cases of of libel in that letter, and they have retracted it all. They said they lied. All right? So I have been attacked by many, many people, and I say what they have to fear from me, because I will pray for them. And they cannot stop that.
They can't stop it.
They can't stop that. And so that's my activism. I pray for my enemies. The Lord says, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you. So I don't carry banners, I don't carry placards, I don't march on any place. I pray for the people who come against me, because God magnifies his truth by providing opposition against it.
To me, you are a warrior. You're marching into the pits of hell and scattering these people that are lying and deceiving us with bringing light, bringing knowledge that God says we're going into captivity because we have no knowledge.
That's right. Well, the best way to eliminate darkness is to admit light.
That's right.
And so that's what I do. I tell truth. I try to do it without any reservation. And when you do that, you're going to have opposition come against you. But that's the way
it
is. That's the way it is.
Sure are.
When Jesus was on earth telling truth, he was opposed by the greatest forces.
Yes, he had to actually walk around some towns because if he went into certain towns, they were going
to
kill him.
But you
have right in the scripture. So
well, that's right.
He had people that hated him and were out to do him in because he was shedding light. He was shedding truth on the people.
But we have to be willing to die for the truth.
That's right.
As long as we're afraid of death, as long as we're afraid of giving up our life for truth, because Jesus said, I am the truth. And so if you're afraid for your life, then you will not be willing to tell truth.
Very true.
And the only way you can get to that point is to get to know Jesus personally. That's the only place to hide. But it's a wonderful place to hide because then you have rest and you're not hiding from the world. You're standing out there speaking truth to the world. But you are hidden in Christ because he will protect you if that is his will. But
very
you have
good.
To be willing to leave father, mother, sister, brother. And that's another thing. Let me tell you about this, about getting well. The Bible says that we have to leave father, mother, sister, brother, husband, wife, and cling to the Lord. If you're going to listen to your family about what they want you to do, then you haven't left father, mother, sister, brother, and all that. You have to be able to say, I am going with the Lord's plan. And let me briefly tell you again what that is. That's the first one is the proper nutrition, which I talk about. Next is exercise. Now, when I was too sick, I was bedridden. I couldn't exercise. But when I started getting well, and here I do 2 to 4 miles every day on the treadmill or running, and I go to the gym 3 times a week. I play tennis. I can do anything I did, and in a few months, I'll be 70 years old. And the pictures on my website, the most recent picture on my website was taken when I was 65. I don't have any more recent, but I look pretty much like I did when I was 65. I'm totally healthy and cancer-free. And I can do all these things. Now, the next thing is water. Exercise, you will notice, is free. Okay?
Yeah.
Water is free, except I would suggest that you get either you distill your own water, which you can get a distiller for $200. You can distill your own water, or you can buy distilled water or purified drinking water. I don't drink mountain spring water. It's certainly better than tap water. I try never to drink tap water. Mountain spring water is better, but you don't know what spring that came from. And so, and it's generally not processed, but distilled water is the purest water you can drink. And then, the body is 75% water and the brain is 85% water. One of the best ways you can prevent Alzheimer's is to drink water.
Yeah.
Brain is 85% water. All of the neurotransmissions, all of the thoughts that are transmitted in your mind are transmitted on waterways. If you don't have enough water in your brain, you don't even know who you are. And people get dehydrated as they get older. Even medical articles are talking about the shrinking brain. Well, the reason older people have brains that shrink, which leads to Alzheimer's, is because they're not drinking enough water. And they're drinking caffeine and alcohol and caffeinated soda.
Ah, very interesting.
Those are diuretics.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Lorraine. We'll be right back with more, and we'll be going to Gerald in Texas when we come back. Remember, folks, DrLorraineDay.com, DrDay.com is where you need to go to. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're on today with Dr. Lorraine Day. And, folks, do you have the will to survive? Do you have the will to fight and survive and for your family to survive? Well, remember, the will to survive is not nearly as important as the will to prepare to survive. And we're talking about preparing to survive and having your family survive today. In the days ahead, you got to do it yourself with God's help. So, Dr. Lorraine, should we go on and take a few more of these phone calls?
I want to say one thing before.
Go right ahead.
My website is www.drday.com, drday.com. It is not drlorraineday.com. Someone has stolen my name.
Oh, really?
There are at least 20 websites. There are at least 20 websites that want you to think that they are me.
I'll be doggone. Wow.
So it's D-R-D-A-Y, and unless it says Dr. Lorraine Day's personal website, it's not mine. Now I have my attorneys going after this now.
Well, very good.
But it's drday.com.
Yeah, www.drday.com. Okay, good information.
Okay.
There. Okay, let's go to Gerald in Texas. Gerald, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Well, good afternoon. My question centers around electrophysiology. I know that you can take cultures, slices of brain from mice, and pale the hippocampal cells and see stimulation change depending on any drugs you put in there. And I also know that people say that some foods are better for you than others. So it seems like a natural step if you had two stalks of celery and one's organically grown and the other's maybe cooked or canned. It seems there should be a natural step to electrophysiologically determine the difference between the one right out of the garden and the one out of the can. Do you know of anybody working this line of research?
Yes, there are a number of people who are working that. If you Google, you can find that. You're right. It will have a different vibration. The organic right out of the garden has a different vibration. It has more life. If you cook it, it's dead. If you cook food, it's dead. You can still get some nourishment out of it because it has vitamins and minerals, but it has no enzymes if you cook it. And so that's the big difference. But again, if you eat cooked vegetarian food, that's better for you than eating animal products, because animal products have too much fat and too much protein, and they have virtually no vitamins and minerals. And so the people who are worried about, you know, whether they're eating good food, people will say to me, but if you eat fruits, grains, and vegetables, look at all the pesticides on them. Well, if you eat animal products, you're getting about 1,000 times more pesticides, because the animals eat things that have pesticides on them, and then they concentrate those pesticides in their muscle. And when you eat the muscle, you'll get many more times the volume of pesticides than if you eat fruits, grains, and vegetables, even if they're not organic.
Moving back to the garden, I've seen some things on the web. I've Googled. This is not just a casual question. And I find people that do radionics and this sort of thing, and they claim, oh, 5,000 angstroms of energy here and a lower energy level there. But I don't really see anybody taking what I would recognize as good electrophysiological instrumentation, hooking it up to aloe vera and saying, ah, here's the difference.
No, they have done that. There are books on enzymes that were written before they had this technology, which show you the information that you will need. But you can do it, not with radionics, but with true electrophysiological methods, and they're doing it. I couldn't put my finger right on it, but I've read articles on that. I have been involved in electrophysiology myself, because way back in the early 70s, I was involved in a national study on electrical stimulation of bone healing, and was a member of the Electrophysiology Society. And in fact, you may be familiar with Robert Becker's information, not Bob
books.
Becker, but Robert Becker, on electrophysiology. And he was also an investigator in the study that I was in.
Yeah, I think he's still alive and still doing a little bit of research here and there.
I think so. He's retired. He's actually an orthopedic surgeon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I have been able to get interesting responses from psychological states of people. I wire up the plants, and people come around them, and I get different responses
right
there.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure you've read the book on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole book.
Okay, well, Gerald, thank you for the questions there. We have to move along now. We have other callers.
Thank you.
Very, very interesting conversation. Thank you, Gerald. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to David in Phoenix. David, welcome to the program.
Hello. Good morning, Jack and Dr. Lorraine Day.
Hello.
Thank you.
Dr. Lorraine Day, I've been listening and reading your material for years. I first heard you on Chuck Carter's program in the early 90s.
Right.
And I have a million questions for you, but I know we don't have that much time.
Okay.
My first question is, what do you think of Dr. Brzezinski's work in Houston, cancer doctor?
Okay, I have a DVD called Sorting Through the Maze of Alternative Medicine, What Works, What Doesn't, and Why. And on that, I discuss Dr. Brzezinski's work. Dr. Brzezinski has antineoplastins, which are an alternative medical treatment for cancer. And he has been very successful in certain kinds of cancer, particularly brain cancer, but he never cures anyone. You have to be on it for the rest of your life. And it's something like $17,000 a year. All right? So it's not really a cure. And it's very expensive. We'll talk about that more when you get back.
Okay. Hang on, David. We'll be back right after the bottom of the hour break here, folks. Phones are open if you'd like to call in today. Call in on 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Okay, folks, we're back again, and we're so pleased to be able to be here with you today. Let's go right back to our caller. Caller, go right ahead. Or Dr. Lorraine, you were speaking before we went to break.
I was just talking about Dr. Brzezinski's method. He has been successful in prolonging the lives of these people, but particularly with brain cancer and several other kinds of cancer. He is a good man. The government has been trying to shut him down for years. However, I will say, and most of the time the treatment is not harmful, although sometimes when people are having attacks on their tumor by these anti-neoplastins, they can't get rid of the waste products of the tumor fast enough and can cause them to be very sick. I know of a person personally who was on this, and it actually caused a deterioration in the person's condition because they couldn't get rid of the waste products. But again, I have only good things to say for Dr. Brzezinski, but his plan does not cure. His plan does not cure. The only way you can get well is to stop doing the things that are causing your disease. And these 10 things that I started to talk about, which are on my video, You Can't Improve on God, are the things that you have to do. When you do these alternatives, you don't change the things you need to change. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep having cancer.
Uh-huh.
Or another disease.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much there, David in Phoenix, appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Phyllis in Tennessee now. Phyllis, welcome to the program. Hello, Phyllis?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're on with Dr. Lorraine Day. Go right ahead.
Dr. Day, do I understand you correctly that the pathway to wellness is the same? It doesn't matter whether we have cancer or whether we have liver disease. It doesn't matter what. It's the same pathway.
It's the same pathway because you've got to stop doing the things that harm your body. Whether you have heart disease, liver disease, cancer, any kind of cancer, doesn't matter whether it's breast cancer, brain cancer, leukemia, which is cancer of the blood, intestinal cancer, there is only one way to be well, and that is to stop doing the things that cause disease. But there are three factors that cause disease: malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. Malnutrition meaning you're eating the wrong things and not eating the right things. They're doing damage to your body rather than strengthening your immune system. Dehydration because people are drinking all sorts of things that take water out of their body. Caffeine, alcohol, chocolate, and animal products take water out of your body, and they're not drinking enough water to replace the normal water losses that occur every day. You lose 10 glasses of water every day from your body just by the processes of daily living. You've got to replace those every day or your body will get dehydrated. And then stress. Stress is one of the major causes of disease because when you're stressed, the body pours out adrenaline and cortisone from the adrenal glands. Adrenaline will hype up your heart rate. It will raise your blood pressure, cause all sorts of terrible things to happen in your body. And cortisone suppresses your immune system. That's the one system you need to be well and to get well. So it doesn't matter what disease you have, there is one way to help. And do you know that organized medicine says that if anybody says that one treatment can cure many different kinds of diseases, that is quackery. All right, well, they've made their own definition, and yet they're guilty of quackery if they say that, because if you have cancer, any kind of cancer, whether it's liver cancer, cancer of the pancreas, cancer of the intestine, colon cancer, cancer of the breast, you know what they do? They have one method of treatment. Well, they have three methods of treatment. It's all the same thing: chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. So they're guilty of what they say.
Can I ask
this real quick?
Go right ahead, fellas.
Is to take any kind of supplements at all bad for you? I mean,
What you're really saying, you don't know where they get those supplements. On one of my videos, I can't remember which one, I think it's Sorting Through the Maze of Alternative Medicine. On there, I show you, they're not grinding up fresh vegetables someplace. They're taking those, the vitamins and minerals out of the worst things. They're taking them out of animal waste products, human sewage sludge, toxic livers. They're not taking them out of good things. You wouldn't want to put them in your mouth. What you're really saying is God didn't do it right. If you think that the soil is depleted, which it is, the way you overcome that is in two major ways. Drink a lot of homemade fresh vegetable juice, because you get huge amounts of enzymes and vitamins and minerals that way in God's natural way. Carrot juice, the green leafy vegetable juice, and the combinations for those are in my workbook. I've got over 100 recipes in my workbook, Getting Started on Getting Well. And the other way you do it is to sprout your bean seeds and grains rather than cook them and eat them, because if you sprout them, you will increase their nutritional value up to 600% overcooked.
Good grief. Wow.
Okay,
Phyllis, well,
so
thank you for your call.
Way you do it.
Thank you, Phyllis. We got to run along here to other people on the line. Wow, that's exciting to know, 600%.
Right.
Thank goodness. Let's go to Larry in Colorado. Larry, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Jack. I want to thank you for your guest. And I'd like to ask the doctor, they're going to cut you off of medical care, you know, if you don't bow down to this New World Order beast.
Which will probably be a good thing, according to Dr. Day.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. What can you make any suggestion for, like my wife has had radiation treatments years back for breast cancer, and now she come up with COPD, this emphysema, and chronic bronchitis, and is on oxygen. Is there anything that you can suggest?
Oh yeah. Well, first of all, let's talk about that. I assume she's not a smoker.
Well, yeah, she's cutting down. She's trying.
You mean she's still smoking?
Yes.
Huh?
That emphysema.
She's still smoking, and she's already had breast cancer.
Yes, years ago. Yes.
Well, shame on her.
Yes.
Okay, because smoking causes all kinds of cancer, not just lung cancer. It contributes to every kind of cancer. I can tell you this. The suggestion she needs is stop smoking. And you say, oh, she's trying. Well, that's what the Lord is all about. The Lord will give us strength to do that.
Yes.
I realize it's a terrible addiction, but we all have our addictions. Some people are addicted to sugar. Some people are addicted to food. Some people are addicted to staying up late. But the whole point is, you're asking me to make her foot not hurt and leave the rock in her shoe.
Right.
But that's
right.
That's not a question. Where your question should be is to your wife. You pray for your wife, and you tell her God will cannot bless her until she stops abusing her body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when she stops and she starts doing God's way, then God will bless her, but she can't do it. God's not standing there saying, I'm going to punish you. He's standing there saying, I've given you the way to live. It's all in the Bible. Why are you killing yourself?
Okay, Dr. Lorraine Day, if she quits smoking today... or in the next few weeks, what can you do to help this woman that's on oxygen and having these problems? Can she be healed?
Yes, of course she can be healed. She can be healed, but she's got to follow the 10 steps with 100% commitment. She's got to drink her water. She's got to eat right. She's got to stop the smoking. She's got to spend the time with the Lord in Bible study and prayer. She's got to get lots of fresh air and exercise and all that. Yes, God says he promises.
Good. And can that help them get off oxygen?
What?
Can that help her get off oxygen?
Well, the reason that she's on oxygen is because she's smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the whole point is she's got enough sense that she won't smoke while she's on oxygen because she doesn't want to blow herself up.
That's
right. And yet she is committing suicide by continuing to smoke. And you know what she's doing? The Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing herself. And the thing is, she is also decreasing her time that she can worship the Lord. And she is killing herself. She's committing suicide and taking herself away from you. That's selfish.
That's selfish, yeah.
Yeah.
Larry, thank you so much, brother. We're going to run on for more callers here. We're running out of time. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That's your website again, please.
I have two websites. The health website is www.drday.com. And the other website, which also has health material on it, but political and religious information as well, is www.goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good News About God, all one word, all small letters, goodnewsaboutgod.com. By the way, I have an email where you can ask me questions, but listen to this. You can't ask me questions unless you have watched and read all the material that I have on my website and that you can obtain there, because I'm not going to answer questions that are already answered on the DVDs and the videos and all that. I'm not going to do that.
Good point.
Not going to do that. So if the way I answer is I don't answer directly by email or phone or anything else, because there are way too many of them. I answer on my podcast. And the way to you, if you go to where it asks Dr. Day, you have to go on my website, either at drday.com or goodnewsaboutgod.com, and it tells you there that I will answer on my podcast, and I plan to do another podcast soon, and I will answer many of these questions, but if they're answered in my workbooks or in my videos, I'll tell you that, so you cannot do that. Go there, and you can ask me questions, but not until you read the material.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. All right, Dan.
I have two questions, if I could, though.
All right.
Okay, real quick.
Diabetes type 2, and I have asbestos in my lungs.
Diabetes type 2, you can reverse that in 6 months with no problem at all just by changing the way you're eating and starting to exercise. I discussed that on my DVD. Diseases don't just happen. I discussed diabetes type 2. Now, you say you have what in your lungs?
Asbestos.
Asbestos. Well, again, if you've had asbestos exposure, you can reverse that. You can reverse the ill effects of that, but you have to follow the 10-step plan, and that's on the DVD. You can't improve on God plus you need the workbook, getting started on getting well. Now, the workbook does not stand alone. It only helps you implement the plan that's on the DVDs.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Dan. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Ed in New York. Ed, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, it's great. You have a good show, and I love Dr. Lorraine Day. I heard her on Chuck Carter years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
My question is, my son ended up with an autoimmune disease when he went through the academy for Virginia State Police. He ended up with a bad flu and virus.
Huh.
And what it did, it went into his liver, somehow, but didn't really explain it to me, and went into his, what's that other, not the colon, the end of a colonitis. And now he eats all organic foods and natural, and we don't know how this is going to work out. They said he's going to have to have a liver transplant someday.
Well,
but I don't.
He doesn't have to have a liver transplant, all right, if he starts changing his ways. Again, what he needs is diseases don't just happen, the DVD, and you can't improve on God in the workbook. Now, you don't know the name of the autoimmune disease. It doesn't really matter, but what do they call it? Do they say?
No, it attacked his liver.
I assume that he got a lot of vaccinations when he was in the police academy.
No, he got them when he went to school at the college.
Because vaccinations can cause a lot of damage and can cause autoimmune disease. Vaccinations I cover in my workbook, too. You don't ever want to get any of them. But he can reverse it. Now, let me tell you the problem you get in if you start getting into the area of transplants. Transplants are the worst place you can be. You get a heart transplant, a liver transplant. See, God made it. So our bodies were meant to heal themselves. That's the way he made it, if we do the right thing now. If you get a transplant, you know that the doctors say, we have to give you immunosuppressive drugs in order to suppress your immune system so you don't reject the transplant, right?
Wow. Yeah,
okay, immunosuppressive drugs are cancer chemotherapy. It's the same drugs they give you to wipe out your immune system. It's cancer chemotherapy. They just call it cancer chemotherapy when they're treating cancer. They call the same drugs immune suppressive therapy when they are giving you a transplant. But they suppress your immune system. Now, you have to be on those for the rest of your life. So then when your immune system is suppressed, you're going to get all sorts of other diseases because your immune system cannot protect you. And many people with transplants die of cancer from the very immune-suppressive drugs they have to take all the time.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
He does a lot of exercise, too.
Well, he's got to start changing his ways. He's got to get the DVD. You can't improve on God, and diseases don't just happen. Cancer doesn't scare me anymore will help, because what he's going to eventually end up possibly with, if he's got hepatitis in his liver or whatever he's got, he may end up with liver cancer, but these diseases are curable. Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, all of these diseases are curable. Your doctor would tell you that an autoimmune disease is that your immune system has gotten too strong and it's attacking you. That is baloney, okay? That's like saying, oh, you're too healthy and now you're sick. You can't get an immune system that's too strong. If it is healthy, it will resist disease, not give you disease. But you get it strong by following these 10 natural steps. Your son can get well.
Okay, Ed. Thank you for calling, my friend. Thanks a lot.
God bless both of you.
Okay.
You.
Lord bless you. And your son, too. Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the program with Dr. Lorraine Day.
Yeah, Mrs. Day, would you, you know, you were saying we got to be willing to die for the truth, but
yeah.
I don't think we should go about this foolishly because, you know, like here's the truth that I think, that I think the universal health coverage to help poor white non-Hispanic couples more easily afford to breed one non-Hispanic white child per family, analogous to the Chinese master plan. I think that's a cause maybe willing to fight for.
I don't understand what you're saying. Just tell me again briefly, what are you saying, that we should have only one child, or you're saying we should have many children? What are you saying?
Well, I think the truth is self-evident that the existence of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white-skinned race of the Homo sapiens species in substantial worldwide numbers is not negotiable. See, that's the truth. So I'm not willing to just die for any truth, you know. You know, I think universal health insurance should pay for, like, ginger root abstract capsules, you know, like Andrew Weil. You know who that doctor Andrew
Weil. Yes, he's a new ager, yes.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of
these... What you're really saying, you can get ginger root. Why do you need to have the government pay for it? God says he'll supply all of our needs. Why do you... I mean, the government, we don't have to have the government to take ginger root.
You can grow gingerism.
You can just grow it and do it yourself. The whole point is don't depend on the government. Don't just go up there and ask for more handouts. Go to the Lord and say, you have promised to supply all my needs. I'm going to do it your way.
I think that's like a magic show. It isn't going to happen.
Well, maybe you say it's a magic show, but, you know, when you heard me first on Chuck Harder, the previous person heard me first on Chuck Harder, I want to say that's before I even had cancer. I am alive and well and cancer-free, and I had a horrific disease and was sent home to die, and I'm alive and well. Now, if you say you've got any medical problems or anybody you know has medical problems, they've gotten themselves in that mess. I got myself in that mess, but you can get out of it.
That's
Don't
blaming,
depend on the government.
That's blaming the victim. You sound like you're blaming the victim.
Okay,
we're not
Jeff,
a victim.
We've
done it to ourselves, we're not a victim.
Okay, Jeff, we have to go to a break. Thanks for calling in. Okay, folks, we're coming back to Deborah in Louisiana when we return. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Coming in quick here, we've got another caller on the line, but Dr. Lorraine Day, a caller called in and just asked the question. She says, ask Dr. Lorraine Day which Bible she uses that she thinks is good, because she had heard the King James Bible is bad. Could you answer that?
The King James Bible is full of errors. In fact, I'm writing a new book on all the errors in the King James, but I use that combined with the Concordant Literal Translation, C-O-N-C-O-R-D-A-N-T, the Concordant Literal Translation. That's the purest Bible I found, and you can look it up on the Internet at Concordant www.concordantpublishingconcern or concordant.org.
Uh-huh.
And that's again, if you look on my website at goodnewsaboutgod.com, I've got a lot of information there, and I am writing a book on all the errors in the various versions of the Bible, including the King James.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Deborah in Louisiana. Deborah, you're on with Dr. Lorraine Day, and we're running out of time very quickly here.
Hello, Dr. Day.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
Dr. Day, this barley green with kelp, the tablets, does the tablets come with or without the kelp?
I think they come with the kelp. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and check that. But I will, if it's not on my website, I'll put it on my website. But I think they're with the kelp.
Oh, good. Okay.
But I prefer the powder because in order to get it into a capsule, a tablet, you've got to have something that holds it together, and then that's just another thing that's added.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What do you suggest for hypothyroidism?
In my workbook called Getting Started on Getting Well, I have a whole section on hypothyroidism.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Because
and
it would take too long to tell you here, but
website?
It's in the workbook.
What's your website again, Dr. Day?
My website is www.drday.com.
Yes,
DrDay.com. All
small
letters.
What is your other website?
Pardon?
What is your other website?
It's www.goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good news
oh.
about God, all one word, all small letters.
About God, okay.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to, before we have time to get off the air, a man accused me of blaming the victim. If we have a disease, there's a 99% chance we gave it to ourselves, except for Gulf War syndrome or if you were near Kiev when Chernobyl blew or something like that. But 99% of disease we give to ourselves. If you go to the doctor will say there's nothing you can do, and then you are powerless. If you admit you gave it to yourself by the way you've been eating and living, you have all the power to reverse it. Why do you want to play into a scenario where you become powerless? That's what the medical propaganda will tell you. I am living proof, and thousands of other people are living proof that you can do it this way. I have two videos, Believing is Seeing, and there's another one, I think, let's see, Drugs Never Cure Disease, or one of my, on my website at drday.com, I show you, I have two videos that contain a lot of testimonials of people who've gotten well this way.
What about vaccinations, Dr. Day?
Vaccinations are covered in the workbook, Getting Started on Getting Well.
Okay, good, very good. Well, my dear, we're totally out of time. The music's going to start any second. I'll tell you, what an exhilarating program today. I've just had a wonderful time. I've learned so much, and I'm going to get back on your website and get more of your books. I've got an eye problem, Dr. Day, and you've got a audio there on getting rid of your glasses, and
I want
to do that.
That's right. Okay. Good to talk to you. All
God
right.
bless you, my dear.
You
take
too.
Care, and thank you for standing up for God and liberty. We appreciate it so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, that's it for today. I had a good time here on Saturday. I hope you did, too, and learned a whole bunch. I just want to say to you, I want to give you my pledge, folks. I pledge to you a nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God New World Order absolutely never. I give you this pledge, you know why, folks, because I truly love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.